For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The most contentious battle over a Supreme Court nominee in memory is almost over. Judge Brett Kavanaugh appears poised to be confirmed today, this after the Senate advanced the confirmation with a procedural vote and several undecided senators announced they would vote in favor of Kavanaugh, including Maine Senator Susan Collins. The suspense in the Senate ended when Collins punctuated a 43-minute speech with these words.
I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Shortly afterward, lone Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia said he too will vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
In a trial that has gripped Chicago for days, white police officer Jason Van Dyke convicted for murder and aggravated battery in the shooting death of a black teenager, Laquan McDonald, in 2014. McDonald went down under a hail of 16 bullets as he was walking away from police. He was carrying a knife. McDonald's uncle, Reverend Martin Hunter.
America was on trial, and people all over America and all over the world have been waiting to see what was going to happen.
A major mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy. Mattress firm, America's largest bed retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close up to 700 stores. Mattress firm says it will quickly shut down 200 underperforming stores and make decisions about the other 500 locations in the coming weeks. There are more than 3,300 Mattress Firm stores in the U.S. The company has been struggling with competition from online retailers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chinese officials are furious after Vice President Mike Pence sent them a scathing message in a speech on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Echoing remarks that President Trump had recently made, Vice President Pence accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. elections to counter tough trade policies against China.
As a senior career member of our intelligence community told me just this week, what the Russians are doing pales in comparison to what China is doing across this country.
On Friday, China hit back, branding Pence's accusations ridiculous, and a foreign ministry spokesman said they object to Pence's groundless allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation is predicting a lot of Christmas shoppers this holiday season. With more on the story, here's Don Clemens.
The National Retail Federation expects sales this Christmas to increase by as much as 4.8% over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shea, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.